Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Except if you're a Commander fan. After what happened Thursday, you got to get through a whole weekend of watching other teams win, play well. Welcome to Countdown to Kickoff. Earl Forsey and the Fan, the Team 980. Wes Clark is our producer today, in early on a Sunday morning. You know what's better than hour one of Countdown to Kickoff? Hour two of Countdown to Kickoff. The hour of power. You know how I feel about this. I mean, I spent an hour. And I've calmed down a lot since Thursday. I was fired up. I mean, Thursday was... I was upset in the NFC Championship game. I know everybody's happy and they made the run, et cetera, all that. Great. Best season in 33 years. But those of us that were around then, a good season was a Super Bowl winning season. It's professional sports. We're not playing for recognition and to have your franchise respected, or this is about, it's Ricky Bobby. If you ain't first, you're last.
As you all know, first prize is a Cadillac Eldorado. Anybody want to see second prize? Second prize is a set of steak knives. Third prize is you're fired. You get the picture? You laughing now?
Yeah, I mean, it's a simple exercise in professional sports. I saw a team Thursday that I'm not sure in 4 months can realistically compete to win anything. Is that what we're here for? Then just to play out 4 months and, you know, win some, lose some, get in the playoffs, and everybody here just worried about what color uniforms are you wearing on any particular day? What are they doing with the helmets? What's the parking situation like? What's the food prices? You want cheap hot dogs and soda, go to Costco. I'm a football fan. I care about, can this team win? And by winning, I mean making that ultimate run. And as good as last year was, you were not a step short. You were two steps short. And maybe they weren't that close, really, in the end last year. Now you have your franchise quarterback maybe banged up. There's things that if you're saying, well, this can get better, certainly the offensive line, as things gel, and you're going to get Cosme back at some point, of course that can get better. As McLaurin gets back more after missing the summer, in essence, and it took him a while to get cranked up last year, of course that can get better. But you know what's not going to get better? A torn Achilles. You know what's not going to get better? A torn quad. Some of those guys, they're not going to walk through that door to help you out. And we just heard there's it's another thing that's not going to get better. If that comment we heard from the CBS Sports HQ analyst, and I think there's some truth to that, you lack explosive players. Well, you just played a team with a ton of them. The game wrecker wrecked the game. Jaden Daniels said you can't let the game wreckers wreck the game. He did. with only a half a sack. I've never seen the guy dominate a football game with only half a sack more than Micah Parsons did the other night. I mean, it's, how are you going to compete with that? There's a tall order ahead for this team. And it could be, I know there's a long way to go, but it could be a long way to go with the way things looked, at least in week two on Thursday night. So the reaction to this game and what happened, there's a lot of it, and we certainly had a bunch Friday on The Fan and the Team 980. Michael Phillips covers the team, has for a while, the Richmonder. He's also on Odyssey Richmond, our sister station in Richmond, Virginia. He joined Grant and Danny on Friday on The Fan to discuss everything that happened on Thursday night, the debacle that was the loss to the Green Bay Packers.
A lot of this stuff is fixable, and a lot of this stuff is circumstantial, right? Jaden Daniels' two worst games, Philly Thursday night on the road, probably had an injury. Green Bay Thursday night on the road, we'll get to that, probably had an injury. You know, those are explainable things. By the way, this is a terrible coaching matchup. LaFleur has owned Dan Quinn, four matchups down. He's dominated him all four times. That's not something to overlook either. He knows. Marshawn Lattimore is talking to us about it after the game. They ran exactly the right stuff to confuse that man defense, made the corners look silly. I don't think the corners are silly. I don't think they're great, but they're not that bad either. I think things will turn around. I think you get a bounce back game against the Raiders. I think a lot of this is fixable, is circumstantial. I think the reality check is, that's a team that could win the Super Bowl. That's a team with depth and a really good roster. This right now is not a team that can win the Super Bowl. It's a playoff team. It's still a very good team that can win 10, 11, maybe even 12 games. But that's a Super Bowl team, and that's what they look like.
Michael, no matter where he is right now this second, Tucker Kraft is open. How the hell did that happen? How the hell did that guy go 6 for 124?
I hate this because it's a flashback to everything that, like, the worst parts of the Dan Snyder era, where in any primetime game, you'd learn about a tight end you'd never heard of before, and he'd get 150 yards and two touchdowns. Like, Tucker Kraft's better than that. We've heard of him before, but just that random tight end, like, all of a sudden exploits all the matchups. You're like, yeah, where did that come from? They did a great job, though. Tip the hat to Matt LaFleur, loaded up two tight ends, ran the running back into those spots, created confusion for the defense and created some mismatches there. I think this team on the whole just was not ready for what Green Bay threw at them. I don't know if Green Bay was, you know, prepping for this during the offseason, during that down week. You know, these guys didn't practice from cut day, which is generally when you start getting ready for the season, 13 days to the regular season, and then the Thursday night game. They had on-field practices twice during that time, and then another practice on Wednesday. It was kind of a half practice this week. I think the Green Bay was just more prepared.
Is it fair to question the lack of preseason activity? You know, the zero pass attempts for Jaden Daniels in August. I understand Terry had his own thing going on, was holding out, what have you. He actually, by the way, has more receiving yards through two games this season than he did last season, even though he's still at around 75 receiving yards and scuffling a bit. The percentage of completions to him is down. The QBR throwing to him is down. But is it okay to say, is it fair to say, maybe they should have done a little more in August? I mean, we're only a few days removed from everybody celebrating them dominating the Giants, but on offense, even in week one, it wasn't smooth. It wasn't pretty.
I agree with that, and I think broadly speaking, they need a little swagger right now. You know, this team last year had a lot of confidence coming into games. I'll cite a couple things for you. Going into halftime, it was bad clock management, but also it was clock management that came from a lack of faith in the team. That was not aggressive play calling by Dan Quinn and Cliff Kingsbury. That was, let's bleed the clock, not let the Packers have the ball again, play calling. The fourth and four late in the game, big play. Terry McLaurin's not the one targeted on that play. Terry McLaurin had trouble getting lined up on one of the plays, had to be moved by Noah Brown into the right spot. I think there's a lot of that going on. And look, I'll go into conspiracy corner here with you. I think this was a little more banged up of a team than we realized coming out of the preseason and coming out of training camp. I don't think Dan Quinn did it out of a, I'm a player's coach, this is Club J, yeah, everybody's going to love me kind of situation. I wonder if this was maybe more medically necessary than we realize. I think there's a lot of guys playing through a lot of things right now that these guys are in a much worse injury position than they were even a year ago.
Give me a state of the union of the receiver spot if Noah Brown's got to miss a little bit of time here. Just kind of give me your views here, Philly.
Yeah, you got to get Terry going. I just don't see any other way, right? You're correct. Luke McCaffrey gets a catch late in the game, and it was a wonderful reminder to all of us, really, that Luke McCaffrey plays for the Washington Commanders. We just haven't called a lot of these names very often. I think Noah Brown's good. I put him in that injury camp. He's working through some things right now. You can't use him on all the snaps. Bobby Wagner played 74 snaps of football yesterday, boys. Bobby Wagner can't be doing. I love Bobby Wagner. I am so pumped he's on this team. He brings great leadership. He brings great intensity. There is no world where he should be playing 74 snaps in a game. But to your point about the receivers, I just don't see an option that includes not getting Terry McLaurin going.
Green Bay's defense is pretty damn good. How much of that, what we saw last night, is a blueprint for future teams? It may not have the horses, but kind of the general idea of how to play this offense.
Well, I just think, you know, Jaden Daniels, his worst game before last night was the Thursday nighter in Philly, and he was off throwing the football that night, but he was still able to run it with decent efficiency. He was still able to get those yardage. That was the stunning thing last night, guys. When he needed to run the ball, when he got into space and started, they just swarmed. They closed on him. I mean, that one, what an incredible defense that is. You know, Micah Parsons, he's a game changer. You could tell Jaden had to be aware of him everywhere he went. It's not replicable in the sense that everybody else isn't like, just go do what Micah Parsons did. He's one of one for a reason. But it certainly makes you wonder about Jaden and how he was feeling and his effectiveness overall last night, and we saw him in the locker room after the game. He was wrapped up pretty good on that leg, and he was walking gingerly. Now, a lot of football players walk like that after games. It's a physical sport, but it's something to keep an eye on because they really can't afford to lose that rushing element of his game.
Speaking of protecting Jaden Daniels, we're two games in. Josh Connerly, the first-round pick, got a bright future. Wasn't great against the Giants. It was worse last night against Micah. Yep. Max Crosby is next. Should they consider Andrew Wiley in some capacity at tackle?
I think you have to at this point, and that's nothing against Connerly. I still love the draft pick. I still love bringing him in. I remind you guys, Morgan Moses, when he was drafted, was declared a complete bust by the end of his first year. Shows up the second season, the game slows down for him. Has a long and productive NFL career. I think he may even still be playing somewhere right now. You know, these things happen for rookie offensive linemen in the NFL. It's a different world. This is a different beast than college football. And Josh Connerly, he realized that on a big stage last night. Now, I don't mind that Dan Quinn left him in. I don't mind that they're saying, hey, you know, figure this out in real time. I think that'll ultimately be good for him. I think he probably does start against Vegas, but I think I'd like to see, you know, particularly against Vegas, because that's obviously a got-to-have-it, got-to-get-right game. If you sense that's going on, you got to make the move. You got to get Wiley in there and go with the sure thing, even though I don't know that Allegretti was spectacular either. So you're really waiting out Cosme at this point as well.
It's only been two games, right? It's very, very early. But Daniels has not played at his rookie year level. And fair or not, that was the question all offseason. Like, would there be some type of a regression from him playing like an MVP? He played an elite defense last night, but this was probably his worst career game. It certainly was statistically. They kept him from running at all. What have you seen so far, and are you worried even a little bit about that sophomore step back after two games?
I am not worried about Jaden Daniels' long-term ability to play great football in the NFL, and even later this season, his ability to play great football in the NFL. I am worried about his health right now. He's not right, and he doesn't look right. As we saw last season in that little three-game swing after the rib injury, when he's not right, the whole team isn't right because he is the engine that drives this car, and necessarily so. He's a one-of-a-kind player, and you got to use that. They don't have that available to him. Now, part of that is the Terry thing. They've had two on-field practices together, by all accounts, since Terry signed, right? So that's going to get fixed. Jaden still throws a mean fastball. He's still got the moves. You know, he had a nice fake out early in the night last night. Didn't turn into anything, but you still saw the moves. I think he's fine long-term, but I worry about him short-term with that health. I'm not sure he's right now.
Well, I think that's the perfect way to look at it. Michael Phillips is right in that sense, that long-term, Jaden Daniels is fine. This is your franchise guy. I know there a lot of the Twitter tough guys were taking, you know, finally give him a chance to, oh, you see, Jaden Daniels overrated, all that stuff. It's fine, you know, whatever. That's not the case. But the concern would be, with all this stuff we talk about, two guys out for the year, maybe Noah Brown out, maybe John Bates banged up, really big piece for you as a blocking tight end. if Jaden Daniels is hobbled and limited, now what? I mean, this is, it's a concern. We won't know anymore until really a week from today. They're not going to say anything about it out in Ashburn this week. Two things there concern me, what he talked about. And actually one really specifically. But early in his comments, he was talking about the short week and everything, that they weren't prepared, that Green Bay was more prepared. Wasn't this supposed to be fixed with the riverboat out of town and, you know, all the bad drafting and bad coaching? And wasn't this supposed to be not a problem anymore? There's no excuse. If that is the case, I don't know what to say. That bodes terribly for this team. You've had the entire offseason. An early Thursday night should be kind of an advantage. It's not as bad as when everyone's banged up late in the season to have to do that quick turnaround. And there was times where it did look like Green Bay was a lot more ready for this. And I gave you those stats. You know, the last hour we talked about specifically this matchup. LaFleur owns Dan Quinn in these head-to-head matchups now, 4-0. Their quarterback just tears up his defenses. It happened again the other night. There's a lot of concerns for this. And the injuries, obviously a big deal. One of those key players that was lost on Thursday, Austin Eckler. He's a guest of Grant and Danny again, was going to join them each and every week this year. We'll see how that goes, but he was joined them for the first time this week before the injury, before the game, had some interesting things to say. I want you to hear some of that. When we return, Earl Forsey, Hour 2, countdown to kickoff on The Fan, the Team 980.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
And also, most Sundays on the Team 980 as well. So welcome to our second hour, the Hour of Power, countdown to kickoff on The Fan. We do have some football coming up for you today on both stations on The Fan. After the Pirates and Nats, and they've got an early matinee, they'll get underway just after 11. We'll go to Nats baseball on the Team 980. The triple header starts with Bears and Lions, a 1 o'clock game. We'll join that in progress on The Fan. Once the Nats are done, then Panthers-Cardinals, 4 p.m. game, Falcons and Vikings, the primetime matchup, a football triple header, and me, yours truly, the living legend, to start things off on a Sunday morning on The Fan. So, injuries obviously are a big part of what happened the other night during the debacle in Dairyland against the Green Bay Packers. The 27-18 loss. Two key players were lost, and these were the... And you know what happened? We've seen Aaron Rodgers a couple of years ago. Achilles injuries really difficult for over 30 athletes, running backs, to come back from. Austin Eckler. And again, he was a guy, this was his second and final season of his contract in D.C. Dietrich Wise was signed for 1 year, so these players may not be back with this team. Austin Eckler was going to join Grant and Danny each and every week for a second straight year here on The Fan. We'll see how that goes. He did join them this week, earlier in the week, before the game. It was interesting because I pulled some of this. He was asked about Thursday night football for a guy like him, a veteran guy, and the quick turnaround and the difficulty in what you have to do to prepare to play just a few days after you already played Sunday to get it going again Thursday night.
Yeah, I think, you know, just, it really comes down to how your body feels. So it's situational. You know, you might be feeling good week 12. You know, if you played a lot more football, so, you know, odds are that you're not. So I would say an earlier Thursday night game is generally better as far as the body, just because there's less opportunity to kind of go get beat up out there. But hey, I felt good in week 12 and the last weeks too, playoffs and things like that. There's still a grind on the legs, but it just situational, depends. But yeah, you know, preparing for another heavy hitting team, and we're looking forward to that because that's what this league is. If you want to be the best, you got to beat the best, and so you got to beat good teams on the road. And if you can do that, especially on the road, kind of shows a little bit more about where your team's at and, you know, how you guys are coming together.
You know, a decade in as one of the representatives for the Players Association and one of the real veteran leaders among players all across the league from the PA standpoint, where are you on Thursday night football?
You know, I think it's, you know, you look at the numbers and there really isn't too drastic of a change or any at all, if I can remember correctly, of injuries or things like that. And look, we have one. Typically you have one throughout the year. And so I think it creates enough opportunity, and clearly, you know, it has for the last, you know, decades, that it makes football prime time that much more special. So I think the moment is really cool to be in, and creating more moments like that for our guys, that creates more buzz, which creates, you know, more revenue, which creates just more, you know, moments that you'll never forget. I remember playing the Steelers on, you know, Thursday night football, and we beat them at home with the Chargers and scored like four touchdowns. I'll never forget that game. And just special moments like Thursday night football that contribute to, I think, why football is so great, because there's so many great opportunities, great moments, you know, throughout the entire week.
Austin, how much time do you feel like you need, and then maybe in general the offense needs to kind of, again, feel like it's second nature, feel like there's like you're not rushed and you're comfortable, that it just now feels natural? Because, again, it's like, I understand not getting taking all the hits when the games don't count. It makes perfect sense to me. So when do you feel like, how much time does it take you to kind of go, okay, now I'm in my rhythm?
Well, not very long. You know, as far as playing football, you know, we got to get going immediately. You know, we're trying to do it from the first snap all the way through the, you know, the season. But, you know, there's a defense on the other end, you know, when I'm on the offense, that also do the same thing. And that's contrast to what we're trying to do. So there's always little tweaks and technique that you can have. And then also, you know, dealing with your body, trying to keep it healthy based off of what's going on with you. It might be used in different ways. So it's a never ending puzzle that continues to, the puzzle pieces keep switching. So you're now doing it this way 1 week, you might switch it up the next week. And so that's what makes it so great and entertaining, because it's never stopping cycle of adjusting, of tweaking, of trying to get fine tuned of what we're good at. And you want to do it as quickly as possible. And yes, you want to, you know, get it as quickly as possible, but it really matters down the stretch in the end of the year where, hey, it's time to make the playoff push. So, nothing wrong with, you know, getting yourself ready to go, you know, in the first weeks, get yourself a schedule where you hopefully can continue to put yourself in a position where you're already looking at the playoff picture. But regardless, you want to continue to peak at the end of the year.
Yeah, and that's not going to happen for Austin Eckler. Interesting comment at the end there, because he was kind of insinuating what a big early season test measuring stick this was going to be for them. As a team, they failed miserably. And now guys like Austin Ekeler and Dietrich Wise. And, you know, when Wise was hurt, he was crying on the field. These guys, your careers flash before your eyes. These are veteran players. And, you know, I just think of the image of Ekeler being carted off and he's just staring into space. Good guy. Everybody loves Austin Ekeler. He was going to be a big part of this team. And you can only imagine what's going through his mind that, you know, that may be it. That may be the last time you step on a football field. Who knows? But there's a long road ahead for those guys to bounce back and get back on the field again. It was not a good Thursday night. This is just it's kind of depressing and miserable to talk about, but it is what it is. It's only two games into the season, but there's a lot to react to after what happened Thursday night against the Packers. B. Mitch and JP talked about the game, their initial reaction. We'll hear that when we return. Hour two continues. Countdown to kickoff, Earl Forsey on The Fan and the Team 980.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Every Sunday is special, even when your favorite football team gets their ass kicked on Thursday Night Football. It was only in front of a national TV audience, no big deal. Earl Forsey, Reality Check Sunday on The Fan and the Team 980. It is what it is, folks. You want me to sit here and sugarcoat things and put a cherry on top of a debacle? I'm not going to do it. And only the remainder of the season is going to tell you, and it's early, but I think it was pretty devastating for the team. We just talked about these injuries. A couple things, too, and I'll deal with this more in the final segment, but there is maybe some reason that maybe they could tweak a little bit and kind of patch things together because kind of lost last week with a short week. Laremy Tunsil had his deal reworked, and he received more guaranteed money. They pushed some off the cap for this year, so that gives him a little wiggle room. Boy, now they need it. Now, I don't know if you can sign any street free agents who aren't good enough to be on a team right now to help you much in this situation, but at least there is an opportunity maybe for something to happen, and they need to. It's a big week, I think, for them. You've got the Las Vegas, the A's coming to town, and another as well with Mason Crosby. I mean, with Crosby on that defensive line for the Raiders. Now, this, and it's a Pete Carroll team, too. Max Crosby. Thank you, Wes Clark. I see I got Packers. It was Mason Crosby, their kicker. I had that Max with two X's. So, yeah, Max Crosby is certainly capable of doing that. I'll tell you what he's going to be. Well, the Raiders at some point are going to be doing. Attacking your rookie right tackle, because that's obviously what you need to do. And that's something that somehow the team is going to have to shore up. I know in one of these earlier segments, Michael Phillips, Grant and Danny were talking about, do we see more of Wiley maybe at right tackle? That's a guy no one wanted to see before. You want to put him back in again? There's a reason they drafted Josh Kiraly to play right tackle. And I mean, you have depth pieces, but I'm not sure going back to a guy that a lot of people didn't like there to begin with and wanted him, some cases, off the team. Andrew Wiley, I'm not sure going back to him. I think just give some help to the rookie. This is an offense that needs some help. It's a team that needs some help. B. Mitch and J.P. Finley, you know, they're on Friday. For J.P., he had the trip. They get right back into town and right back on the air. So he was there, he and B. Mitch. Here's their initial reaction when they got on the air Friday to what happened Thursday night against the Green Bay Packers.
A terrible, terrible night for the Washington Commanders. I think it was either this one or last year's home loss to the Cowboys at the hands of Cooper Rush. Worst loss of the Dan Quinn, Adam Peters, Jaden Daniels, Cliff Kingsbury era. What's crazy about last night's game is at various moments it was still oddly close.
Yeah.
You know, in the third quarter, it was 17-10. And then Washington's defense was just unable to get another stop. Green Bay opened it back up to a 17-point lead. Commanders were thoroughly outplayed in every facet of this game. There were some shocking things, some surprising things, some not too surprising things.
It was a horrible game last night. But still, as I state, when we win a game, it's 1 week. I state the same thing when we lost, it's 1 week. 15 games left, and I don't think it's the end of the world. Nobody needs to be think the sky is falling. But there are some serious things they need to address. A lot of injuries last night. A kicking situation has to be discussed. And got to find a way. I mean, listen, I understand it was a quick turnaround. But it was a quick turnaround for Green Bay as well.
Both teams.
And Green Bay didn't look like they had a quick turnaround. Green Bay looked like they were fresh. They were well-rested and they were ready to go.
They were on
and
fire.
And I think a lot of, like the thing about it, you hear me say it all the time, Jay, and I know some people might just say, oh, I just be mistalking. But it's about time guys realize football is football. I don't give a damn what the rules are. I don't give a damn that you can't practice this way, that way. But guys have to get to the point where they're ready to play physical, all-out football for four quarters, like Micah Parsons did. This dude didn't practice much of the year in Dallas. He's been in Green Bay 2 weeks. Looked like he's been practicing all damn training camp. He plays all over the field, and I think we have people capable of doing that type of thing, and they got to start doing it, point blank. You know, but the thing of it is, you don't jump off the bandwagon. You don't just have to point out they have to get better. There were some positive things in that game last night, and I'm sure we'll touch on those as well.
It's a short list.
But it was too many negative things.
Yeah.
And I think the NFL also has to be concerned. You had that many injuries? Looked like one could be a season-ending one, you know?
Yeah.
They have to understand that Sunday to Thursday thing is not very easy on those guys. It's taxing, especially if you're going to go to training camp as you do.
The Eckler injury sure looks like he's done for the year, and you wonder about his career at that point. But getting into the actual game, there were some things that honestly didn't surprise me. I thought Micah Parsons was going to have a big game, and he had a big game. Micah Parsons played them twice last year, had two big games. Micah Parsons is a game wrecker. This was a primetime opportunity. And let's be real, he knew he would get his chances against a rookie tackle frequently, and he won that battle.
I think John Bates getting hurt early also affected it.
And dude, some of the backs that have been really effective helping in pass rush weren't last night. I saw McNichols miss on a couple. Mm-hmm. Like you can't make mistakes against a dude like that in your protections. And Parsons didn't finish the game with a sack, but he impacted the game on every snap he was out there while on a snap count. And it sure appears, now we're only through two games, but it appears that the arrival of Micah Parsons is really kind of starting to unlock what they thought Lucas Van Ness was going to be. Mm-hmm. Rashawn Gary looks pretty damn invigorated.
Well, him coming in gives everybody else one-on-one matchups.
Right.
And if you can't go out there and show what you're about in one-on-one matchups, then you're not really about much.
I want to start with what shocked me last night. Mm-hmm. And it was immediate, and it was stark, I thought, to see both lines. I expected Parsons to be really good in this, mm-hmm. but I still thought Washington would be able to run the ball.
Yeah.
They were completely ineffective running the ball. Green Bay dominated the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball, and it's pretty damn hard to win a game like that.
Yeah, totally. Totally. I noticed that early as well.
I mean,
I thought
just when you watch the colors that are getting pushed forward or backward.
I say watch it from the side and look at the line of scrimmage and you'll see what's happening. And and especially when I thought our defense got on the field, they would do something because they were down two offensive linemen. Didn't seem like it at all.
No, that's my other thing. I was shocked by just how ineffective the run game was. And then I was also shocked by the D-line just getting pushed around. Mm-hmm. We saw against the Giants 5 days ago now, Javon Kinlaw was a monster.
True.
Just a monster. Daron Payne. Like, these guys had huge games against New York. And last night, dude.
The thing about it, though, Jay, like, we watched that game last night. From what I saw from the beginning of the game to the end, it was a simple thing. Energy on the side of the Green Bay Packers compared to the energy on the side of Washington. Green Bay was energized. They were putting Sterling Sharp into the Ring of Fame and getting this ring and all that.
Yep.
What was that something that motivated them? You know, Washington had to travel up there, whatever. But I saw a distinct difference in the energy that was out there being presented. Now, the special teams, they did some good stuff. Which
was saw a couple good returns.
Except the kicking. But the energy level was totally different from beginning to end in that football game.
Agreed. And I think energy, like momentum, those things tend to build over the course of a ball game. And whenever Washington had a chance, they did not capitalize.
Yeah, yeah.
And whenever Green Bay needed to do something, they did.
Yeah.
And that just has a magnifying, amplifying effect over the course of 60 minutes of football. Just on a straight conceptual level, I talked to a number of players last night in the locker room,
mm-hmm.
a lot of them. And I talked to receivers, I talked to O-linemen, and the overarching message was just they were disappointed, and they kept going back to out-executed, out-schemed. Mm-hmm. And the out-executed, all right, like they beat you. And sometimes you tip your hat and you get beat. But the out-schemed, the Commanders' receivers had no separation, like throughout the night. When Jaden did have time, I'm watching it in real time, and the view I have is high enough up. I can see where everything is. And there was really nowhere to go with the football most of the night.
Well, and it's J.P. Finley, B. Mitch, on Friday on The Fan. This gets back to something I played, a cut from one of the analysts on CBS Sports HQ the last hour when we were kind of getting some react from folks, just initial instant reaction from what folks had to say Friday around the NFL. It was Emory Hunt on CBS Sports HQ kind of said the same thing, and it's maybe a bigger problem than just one or two guys.
Washington doesn't have any explosiveness. They lack the explosiveness that they had last year. And a lot of that was Jaden Daniels being Jaden Daniels in critical moments, right? But when you look at individual talents around him, you say, okay, well, who are the threats? Who are the vertical threats?
Yeah, and that's where we are. Who? You ask me. You tell me. I'll hang up and listen. That's what concerns me. That Packers team is a young, fast team. I saw a team in the Commanders that was overmatched as far as that going. You want to talk about things they can adjust and fix over the recent weeks now and here in a mini bye. Speed ain't one of them, folks. They ain't getting any quicker. They ain't getting any faster as a team going forward here. That's a big concern moving forward. We're close to being done. Nats baseball is coming up early today. We have a matinee for the Nationals against the Pirates. I have one more segment to go as we're going to wrap things up in a moment. Earl Forsey, this is Countdown to Kickoff on The Fan, the Team 980. Where else would you rather be than right here, right now? Huh? On a Sunday? Countdown to Kickoff, it's Reaction Sunday to the disaster in Green Bay. I'm not going to sit here and try to find positives. I mean, look, Deebo Samuels played well, right, for a couple weeks. Zach Ertz has been terrific. Great. A 50-year-old tight end is your best receiver right now. Congratulations. You know, they get beat. They weren't torn up by Jerry Rice and Santana Moss and Randy Moss and everything. They got beat by Tucker Kraft, Ontavian Wicks, and Romeo Dubs. Okay? I'm sorry. Nowhere near good enough for the Commanders. And you got a battered, bruised, and beat-up team already. 5 days into the season, they have two big pieces to replace. And one of them, obviously, is Austin Eckler. We had a lot of social media reaction, the overreaction there. Well, shouldn't have traded Brian Robinson. Brian Robinson was not filling in for Austin Eckler. He's not going to be the back out of the backfield catching balls. That's not, well, wish you had him back. No, they don't. Now, Bill, JCM, is not a pass-catching back either. We're going to probably, my guess is, there's going to be even more Deebo Samuel. He's at least playing well. Someone's got to play well. It's tough. And five, is he healthy? You know, that's going to be a big Grant talked about it Friday that he had heard that Jaden Daniels was getting some imaging done, was his the way he put it, on the knee potentially. Got dragged down, came up hobbling. Five's a tough guy. He'll be fine. He was asked on Thursday night, though. He didn't have a lot to say, really just a couple of comments. First was on their offense basically getting shut down by the Packers defense.
They did a great job of their scheme, and it's a really good football team. So at the end of the day, you know, only week two. We'll learn from that. We got to get better. It's a long season. There's nothing to dwell about it. You know, it's early in the season. I wouldn't expect anybody in this locker room to hit a panic button. We faced a really good team, and we came up short. So we'll move on to the next game.
And no one's going to hit the panic button. Maybe some of you think I am. I'm just being realistic, though. If you are expecting a Super Bowl contender, you've got to be able to beat the top teams in your conference. They showed Thursday night they're not even close to beating one of those top teams. And again, the other one is the Super Bowl champs who are in your division, who you only beat last year because their quarterback was hurt. When he played, you lost two against him. So the panic button's not being pushed, but he wasn't good. He threw the ball 42 times, way too much, because obviously the running game wasn't there. Bill, Austin Eckler, and Jaden on his scrambles, seven scrambles, they each gained 17 yards, anemic, 2.7 yards a carry. anemic for that team. And Zach Ertz and Debo, basically your receivers. McLaurin did have 5 catches, 48, had a good tip into himself, juggling catch. But the comment from the CBS Sports HQ analyst talking about explosiveness, 17's got to be one of your guys who's explosive. It's 2 weeks into it. Let's get things going here. Everyone's got to. And Jaden Daniels is still confident they will find a way after this debacle to regroup.
Like I said, they executed their scheme, whatever it was. They executed really well because they won the game. And we just didn't make plays. Starts with me, starts with everybody up front, starts with the whole offensive skill group. So it's not pointing the finger at anybody. Collectively, we're all to blame, and we'll get back to work.
He's right there. And collectively, they sucked. It's just a total debacle on Thursday night. Bob and Carol Cheesehead are still celebrating the wins with frozen custard up in Green Bay before they get 2 feet of snow next week, and it turns into a vast wasteland of nothingness up in Green Bay, Wisconsin. So congratulations. Enjoy that up there. I think maybe Zabe's still celebrating with everyone at Lambeau Field. Something that, you know, is a major concern, and JP brought it up, that he was talking to guys in the locker room. Look, the secondary, Marshawn Lattimore gets, a lot of hate. Look, they brought him in for a reason. He was not good, but no one was in that secondary. I know Trey Amos, the rookie, made a nice play and knocking away that touchdown ball, but no one was immune to getting beat and struggling on Thursday night in Green Bay. This is a concern because it's coaching. I mean, you've got a guy. Again, it was weird going for 58-yard field goals with a kicker that really can't hit from that long. You know, this guy.
Let it rip.
Just kind of went in a shell, really. And if they weren't prepared, and who knows? I'm not saying it's all on them, but it is concerning because you thought all this stuff was fixed, right, with the new regime, new coaching staff. Anybody, anywhere, anytime, right? I guess anybody, anywhere, anytime doesn't mean prime time. Because, it was another night game under the lights, and they failed to deliver. Boy, time flies when you're kicking ass. We do it every weekend, Earl Forsey, Sundays, on Countdown to Kickoff. We'll be back and get you into Nats baseball in a moment. Earl Forsey and the Fan, the Team 9. A few quick minutes left. Can wrap things up and take a quick look here at week two, some of these other games. Earl Forsey for a final few minutes on the Fan. Nats baseball, Pirates and Nats. The matinee's coming up next. JT the Vic there in the studios in D.C. getting set for Nats baseball on the Fan. Charlie and Dave on the play-by-play. And then after that, Bears and Lions. We'll join that in progress here. That game is going to kick at 12:30 over in the Team 980. Just football all day on both stations. Panthers and Cardinals, 4 p.m. Then Falcons and Vikings. That is the Sunday night football game. So it's me and a lot of NFL today on the Fan. Glad you could join us on a Sunday. Next week, looking at this too, I talked about, the Dan Quinn, and it's just another week in Green Bay where he is owned basically by Matt LaFleur, the coach of the Packers. It's another interesting one coming up for him this week, because Pete Carroll in Vegas, and they come to town here next week. That's a 1 p.m. Sunday kickoff in Landover. That's a coach he used to work for, and Pete Carroll, defensive guy, and Max Crosby, game wrecker. I'm tired of this, these guys. So you can have it's an interesting matchup, because that's a coach that could give you some problems. And then on the road at Atlanta, which is another 1 p.m. game, week four, then the schedule gets interesting. And this is where this year, with the schedule, we may be bouncing around a bit for Countdown to Kickoff on Sundays. We will see. But you have basically 2 months where you do not play another 1 o'clock game until late in the season. That'd be early December at Minnesota is a 1 o'clock kick. Everything is going to be 4:25s. A Monday night football, Chicago. You got a Sunday, another Monday, Kansas City. Oh, boy. This schedule, folks. You can say, yeah, it's early. But you know what? The flip side of that is, yeah, it's early. Wait. After Vegas and Atlanta, you make the trip, tough trip over to L.A. And I know it's a sleepy, you know, beautiful stadium, and all the beautiful people are going to be out at SoFi. But that's the L.A. Chargers. That's Jim Harbaugh, crazy freaking Jim Harbaugh and his team, and a great quarterback you're going to face, right? And then we'll see the Bears. The Bears are who we thought they were. They've got issues of their own. The first Dallas game is Sunday, October 19th. That's a 4:25. Then Monday night football, Kansas City. Then Sunday night football, Seattle. Oh, boy. Oh, and then Detroit, 4:25. And then Sunday, Miami. I mean, that's the Madrid game. So it's a crazy schedule is what I'm saying. Oh, and then after Madrid, then you get the bye. And then maybe the best defense in the NFL, home against Denver for Sunday night football again. This is their schedule. And if you weren't ready for Thursday night football after an offseason to prepare for it, Godspeed, John Glenn, because this thing gets really tough. You ain't seen nothing yet. So these are the concerns. And this week, look, keep it on the fan. I'll be around Tuesday morning on the Junks with the updates and with B. Mitch and JP Tuesday morning, early afternoon. We may know something. We'll see with the Jaden Daniels, and that's the big concern, I think, coming out of this whole thing with all the other injuries, and they may have to make some moves here this week to just kind of patch it together, to scotch tape and paperclip everything together to keep things going here early in the season. But a battered, bruised, beaten up, defeated football team with the mini bye, and then we'll see if there's anything to this report that Grant talked about on Friday, that he had heard that JD5 was getting some imaging on the knee. One of those got nicked up on Thursday night football. And if you want to have any chance to beat some of these teams, you better have five behind center, because he's your difference maker. And the way it looked the other night, maybe one of your only ones on the team right now. Hey, thanks to Wes Clark, our producer today, the Hokie. Thanks, Wes. Good job, as always. Thanks to you for listening. This is football the way it was meant to be. We always have fun on Sunday mornings. Earl Forsey, countdown to kickoff on The Fan, the Team 980, Nats baseball coming up next.
This Odyssey Sports broadcast is brought to you by GEICO. Switch and save. Get more with GEICO.
Baseball is back in Washington, D.C.
Here's the pitch, and the flash bulbs go off. It's in there, a called strike one. And that first pitch will be headed to Cooperstown and the Hall of Fame as baseball is back in Washington.
Here's the pitch. Swinging a fly ball deep right field. Giving chase, the right fielder Gonzalez toward the corner, looking up at the wall, and it's gone! Ryan Zimmerman is now the all-time home run hitter in Washington, D.C. baseball history.
All on their feet, all around Nationals Park. The 2-1 pitch, line to left center field. Souza moving over. Can he get there? He makes it!
Balls and a strike. Outside target, Chirinos the pitch. Swing a line drive, slice down the right field line toward the corner. Springer back, looking up, and this one is gone. It hits the foul pole, and the Nationals lead as Howie Kendrick has provided his signature moment in the World Series.
The kick, and here it comes. Swing and a miss! Swing and a miss! Swing and a miss! And a World Series Game 7 winning Curly W is in the ball.
This is Nats on Deck, presented by Chenigo Myers. Relentlessly ready, MIOScareers.com. Here's Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler.
And we are here in the Nissan Broadcast Booth at Nationals Park, less than 30 minutes away from early, late morning baseball, the finale of this season series between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Washington Nationals. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Nats on Deck, presented by Chenigo Myers, Charlie Slows, Dave Jagler with you. This series is even at a win apiece. The rubber...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.